We will start our Walk Tall coaching call. One of the things that I wanted to mention is that all four tutorials for the goal module are up. So the process is envisioning your goal, not envisioning the goal, envisioning what you want. And so this may be for your business. It may be what you're wanting personally for 2015. It could be something home and project oriented. I mean, whatever scope you want it to be. And so the envisioning process is very much about sort of seeing something in your mind's eye, maybe, but also getting the feel. What is the feel that you want the completed scenario to produce? What is the experience that you want to have from it? And there might be clue for the bigger picture one. So in the tutorial, if you haven't checked it out yet, I use some examples. And so this is kind of big picture vision, and I dive into some of the influences that I had from, just snippets of just things that have come to mind in the past, right? So this isn't necessarily something that you're having to rely on just coming up with everything right now. Like your soul has been giving you clues as to what you want more of in your life. Like it's been doing that for years. Like that's just what it does. But kind of paying attention to and taking note of those things and making sense of them, that's a different story. So I have some examples in there to hopefully get the juices flowing. So then the second phase being the unrolling phase, and I see that as creating the conditions that would need to be in place for that vision to occur. Right? So it doesn't happen by itself, and it doesn't just happen from a couple of to-do items. There are going to be possibly several different either projects or that's the word I'm looking for. Things that need to be in place and true for that vision to happen. So, for example, the example that I use in it is my personal example of becoming known as an energy management expert. So, what does that mean? What conditions would need to be in place for that to be true? That means I need to start defining that. Well, I get interviewed on people's podcasts about energy management. I get articles published online in different places talking about energy management. I earn X amount of dollars from my energy management program, right? So these are all conditions that indicate to me that this vision, becoming an energy management expert, can be true in. So then from that point, that's when you start getting into specific goals. And that's when it starts breaking down into eventually projects. So if I want to get interviewed on people's podcasts talking about energy management, then what does that mean specifically? How many podcasts? So I might say, okay, well, if I get interviewed on three different podcasts, then that will satisfy that part of the condition for me. That will be sufficient for me to feel like I'm making great progress this year in becoming known as an energy management expert. So with that understood, then how do I make that happen? And that's when we start getting into projects and sub-projects. That means that I need to, one, identify podcasts that I want to pitch to say, hey, I'm a good fit for your audience. This is the kind of stuff I talk about, and approach them. So I need to find podcasts. I need to know what my core talking points are around energy management. And then I would also want to have some sort of landing page on my own website so that if people come and check me out based on hearing that podcast, then they're coming to a place that will say even more about energy management, maybe an upcoming program and that type of thing. So there's a landing page also. So that first step, this vision of I want to be known as an energy management expert, flows down into one of the conditions. This is just one of them, is that I'm interviewed by podcast people, which then breaks down into projects, which podcasts, talking points, landing page, and then those I can start feeding into my week through the wrap session, right? So then I'm giving it some form of timeline, and I'm starting to pull some of those tasks into my week, into the calendar, by breaking them down into even smaller things. I'm going to spend 1 hour looking through all of the podcasts that I'm already aware of and then doing searches to come up with a list of 10 different ones that I'm going to approach, right? So there's the thread all the way down to a single item on my calendar, 1 hour dedicated to that particular task. So that's what I talk through in... let's see, so that's the plan part. So we did the envision and then unroll, which is where you come up with the conditions, and then plan, which is how you get it all the way down to the level of your projects and your sub-projects. And then the fourth tutorial is on tracking. Because when you are looking at a big vision, if you're looking to manifest something big, or it doesn't matter how big it is, there are a lot of moving parts, and they're not all equal, and they don't all get tracked in your to-do manager. Sometimes it makes more sense for them to be in the calendar. If it makes sense for them to be weekly recurring, then maybe it's on your calendar as a recurring event. Maybe it's some of the research, so maybe that gets tracked in Evernote. Maybe it helps you to see things visually, so you create a little kind of one-pager tracking snapshot. There's a lot of different ways that you can keep reminding yourself of where it is you're heading and what the conditions are, and, you know, again, bringing it down through the projects, the sub-projects, and all the way through to the calendar. And then that all gets wrapped up by the wrap session. Calendar is going to be where you're parking these important dates. And again, the planning calendar is useful for both the externally assigned due dates as well as the internally assigned due dates. There's no one out there in the world telling me that I need to be an energy management expert by June 1st, right? Like, that is completely self-motivated. And as the creative sole proprietor, those are the hardest ones to do. They push us out of our comfort zone. They push us to see and to acknowledge what we want for ourselves and to figure out how to make that happen. Not always easy, and that's where additional support comes in. And so I talk about support along the way also in these tutorials. When you get that feeling of like, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to do that, hold on, how can you get some more support around this? Because there's your tracking of this information, but then there's just the moral support also. So who can you hire? So, for example, in my whole process, I've acknowledged that I would like to hire a marketing writer to help edit and just kind of clean up the stuff that I'm coming up with. I'm not going to ask them to write it for me. I just want an editor and someone who can see the big picture and say, okay, if these are the three main core points for energy management, then, you know, am I hitting those in a good way when I'm doing my writing stuff? So I've already acknowledged that I need to have that outside person to bounce my stuff off of. Otherwise, I get kind of paralyzed because I've got these perfectionist tendencies, and I will never publish anything because I'm not sure if it's covered all the bases, I'm not sure if it's good enough, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if I can just come up with what I need to come up with and kick it off to someone else, then I can keep moving forward. So that's an area of support that I've recognized. So as you're going through the process, you're watching for those areas where you start clenching up and you're just like, oh, shit, I don't know how I'm going to make that happen. And then how can you get help with that? And maybe it's someone you hire. Maybe it's a co-coaching partner. You know, maybe it's someone in this group that you're just like bouncing ideas off of. It could be a mastermind group that you put together. You know, four of you get together every 2 weeks and talk about the stuff that you're having challenges with, just to get ideas and moral support. You know, there's a huge number of ways that you can get support, paid or not paid. It depends on how much expertise you want to go along with it, to support you in moving forward. So that is kind of summing up that whole goals module. They're lengthy-ish modules, and they all will take a bit of time. So I'm just going to put that out there. Like, when you go to do it, they will take time. So if you are planning on doing a 2015 type of vision for the year and then break it down, that would be a good time to do it. If you're not going to be doing that, but you, in a few weeks, you decide that you want to expand something either in your business or just something in your life at all, then you may want to go through the process then. You might want to have a general idea of what it is you're looking to envision, and then just start the process and allow a decent amount of time to go through and do it properly. Envisioning it and getting on board with it is the first step, and when you're in that, it's very exciting, it's very fresh, it's very new. You're like, I'm never going to forget this, and then life happens and it drifts away. Which is why it's important to take it all the way through the process. That way it ends up in your to-do manager, it ends up on your calendar. You've got, you know, maybe you come up with a little vision board that you've painted, or you've, you know, taken photos from magazines and you've put it up, or you've created a Pinterest board, you know, some kind of visual, to take it all the way to that level of detail, so that when you come back to your wrap session every Monday morning, there's that project again. Oh yeah, I need to pitch another podcast this week, because it tells me to right here, you know, and I set this up at the beginning of the year. Oh my God, that's really uncomfortable. I don't want to do that. Why would I want to do that? And so then I come back to my vision. Oh yeah, I want to be known as an energy management expert so that I can, you know, just reach as many people as possible and really get my work out in the world and have people respond to it, and, you know, I can help a lot more people that way. So it keeps going back and forth, right? Like, big vision where you're like, this is how I want to move forward in the world, bringing it all the way down to that nitty-gritty, like, okay, then I'm just doing this little, like, you know, can't see the forest for the trees, and then you start freaking out, so you come back out and you go big, you know, big picture vision again, and just go in and out on a regular basis. So you want reminders at both ends. Reminder of the big picture and a reminder of those little things that you get to do each week. That is my spiel for today on goals and goal setting, and I'm sticking to it. So any thoughts or questions or feedback? Has anyone looked through those tutorials yet? Have any thoughts, questions, or anything? Just unmute yourself if so.
Nope, haven't had a chance to yet because of the holiday schedule with the kids and everything, but I like what you just shared, and the reminder to go in and out, because once you get sucked into the little, at least for me, it takes the fun out of it a lot of times, right? That's some of the tedious stuff maybe that isn't the fun big picture stuff. So that's a good reminder.
It's the tedious, and what I am wanting to highlight also is it can be the uncomfortable stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's when you get to the point of, I'm actually going to approach this person that I don't know to pitch them to be on their podcast. Like, that's just straight up uncomfortable. So that's where that extra support is really important. And coming back to the vision, it's like, okay, this is bigger than me. Okay, yeah, so that reminder. So I just want to acknowledge that there can be a lot of discomfort in creating these bigger things for ourselves.
I went through the first two.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm done.
I was just going to say, I listened to the first two, the Envision, and then the, what's the next one? I forget. goal setting or something?
Unroll.
Unroll. Yeah, and they're both great people. Yeah, they're really great. And I haven't had a chance to take those two-hour chunk of time and do the work myself. But I will. It's on my list for this week.
Cool. Oh, great. Great, great. Excellent. So I haven't. I don't know if I'll be able to record tonight, but I will. The third and the fourth, the plan and the tracking. I haven't done the audio for those yet.
Oh, okay.
But I'll try to do that the next day. But the text is up. The transcript is up.
Great.
Yeah.
So I had the chance to read through the first one, and it's right in alignment with what is going on this week. My husband's out of town visiting his elderly grandmother, and the kids are home, but also kind of, you know, they're grooving on their own, kind of they're free-ranging, so to speak. So I have a lot of white space in my calendar this week that's set aside for visioning and planning. And just really, really excited and great timing, Sean, with these coming through. I do have a quick question. Yesterday I started digging into... I started digging into the 2015 Amazing Biz workbook that you recommended from Leoni. And what I really appreciated about even reading in the first little bit, and I think echoing what you continue to tell us, Sean, is to schedule and park sessions in every month to sort of have a session for big picture review, which I so often forget and feel like I never have time for big picture visioning, and just a gentle reminder to just schedule it in, that there's a regular recurring part of my calendar that pops up to tell me to review the goals that I'm setting, which is so, I think, key and important to actually manifesting them, is to remember that each of these little tiny things you're working with in the day-to-day are adding up towards those bigger goals. And so I had this idea also of, because I am very right-brained, of creating an art piece or creating something that hangs out by my desk so that I can visually look at it again and again to remind myself of the why I do this when it seems overwhelming or busy or, you know, too, micro, you know? Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. Great idea, which would be fun too, hopefully, you know, to create that and just kind of put that magic and that love into it. Yeah. And then thank you for bringing up a monthly check-in on your vision, and that would be another one that, so you park that in as a recurring event in your schedule, and because, or if you find that you start kind of rescheduling that, pushing that out, I'll do it next week, schedule it with a friend. Do it with somebody.
Yeah.
And get together and just share. Here is where I am with it. And get juiced up about it again by talking about it.
Nice.
Here's what I've done so far. Here's what I'm looking forward to. And listen to each other, obviously listening, also in the context of, are they being compassionate with themselves or are they being hard on themselves for what they didn't get done? And can you help them, you know, remember to see the bigger picture? That didn't happen because this other stuff came up that was unexpected or whatever. So helping each other be kind to themselves.
Yeah.
But I highly recommend doing that with a friend. And then it's harder to push off.
The squirm. Well, that's awesome. And I have just a friend who I'm thinking about who's just bought a business and we've been really thinking about sharing a lot of vision. One other piece that I wanted to add, I think, in the visioning just as a follow-up to something that I had reached out for support last time around delegation and figuring out how to manage folks. I did actually find in Leonie Dawson's courses a whole thing about how to hire on a team, and she had some great resources in there around hiring on and the sort of, what I really appreciated was her, the realness in which she brought to the table around how vulnerable it is to bring employees on, and how sometimes I feel like all my shit is exposed, you know, of like, oh, all of the scatterbrainedness that I kind of can tuck away into these places, like all of a sudden, like, you know, my assistant can just see my desk be completely messy, and so working, finding strategies and ways, and just that realness, that reflection to understand that as the business grows, that we're all human in this, right? That we're all that we're all human. And so I just wanted to follow up on that piece. And I think part of my visioning session in this next couple of days is also about creating that vision board so that the people who work with me get why, get the big picture why of why I, what moves me. Because I think that's the scariest part, is hiring somebody on who may not be approaching the work with the same heart and the same intention, you know?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Great idea. Love it. Yes. Yeah, so I haven't, you know, Kathy, who helps me, I don't consider her an employee. She does kind of marketing assistant kind of stuff, but she's a freelancer. She, you know, keeps her own hours, figures out how to do the stuff, and she just gets the guidance from me of what I want to have done. So I don't have the experience with the employees, which is what you're looking for. So I'm thrilled to know that Leonie's got those resources in there, and I haven't checked those out since that hasn't been my experience yet. Is the woman that your friend who just bought the business, is she going to have employees as well?
I'm not sure. I don't know if she'll probably. I think she needs help because she's also like me, a working mom. So I'm sure in some way, shape, or form she'll need people to help. So I'm hoping we can sort of crack that one together. Okay. And yeah, just, you know, figure out the right flow.
And then,
go ahead.
Are you, so you're in the Amazing Biz Life Academy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that would be the other place to get support for this, and you know, just go on the Facebook group and say, and maybe try to find some people that way to do some brainstorming around stuff. And so then getting specific about, especially if you're using Leonie's guide, then using that as a push off point and say, here is my particular challenge right now. I've been working on this in her guide. Who has experience with that? And you might need to be a little patient with it and post it a couple of times, because it seems like a lot of the people in that group are in the more beginning stages of their business and probably don't have employees. But I'm sure there are people in her group, because I know she's got a lot of people in that group with a lot of different experience levels that I think with a little bit of patience, you'll probably find some additional good resources.
Great. Good. Well, thank you for that. And I just really appreciate how much I've continued to get so much clarity in my mental space just by these simple little things. We realize like the irony of just like doing these simple, like kind of seemingly like, you know, just these simple tasks, like how big it is in our mental landscape of just like clearing. I felt like it's like clearing like RAM space or something, you know, like I feel like my operating speed is much quicker now just in this like simple little practice that we do each week and each day.
Great. Great. Good, good, good. So glad to hear it. And thank you for bringing that up, because that is one of the just kind of harder to comprehend and powerful points, is that the little things really, really do make a difference. And, you know, just these little practices and these little shifts and, you know, like just getting the stuff out of your head every day and, you know, just all those little, they just don't really seem like much. And they really do have huge effect, and they do open up a lot of space. And I think the metaphor of the mind as a computer is a perfect example. I think that's a really good one. It really does free up RAM. Yeah. Okay. Well, do you have any other questions or thoughts that you want to bring in or throw into the ring?
I think just that was really inspiring to get the clarity around creating. I think my next phase of getting clear on this is to really utilize what you were just talking about earlier about the recurring scheduling. I think I haven't quite mastered that one yet, but I really need to take that in as my homework and really figure out in my calendar and even in my to-do manager of really automating some of these things so that it just feels like I get into a better rhythm, because that's sort of the intention of this year, is to feel like I'm kind of through the really deep, deep, deep clean, and now it's just maintenance mode of just getting in that rhythm. So I guess I'll just kind of keep working away at that and seeing what I can do to establish, some of that automation, so my mind doesn't have to hold all the details.
Great. Good. So put in as many as it seems like will be appropriate this week, so that you can start playing with that in the wrap session.
Okay, great. Awesome. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah. So that's just one thing to point out. Like for Karen and your biz nourishing sessions, that you park them in your schedule at a regular time, but it's in the wrap session when you're reviewing your week and you're saying, okay, what has come up that may affect that timing for whatever reason? And if so, do I need to renegotiate the whole thing? Do I need to pick out the most important parts and just do that part and just cancel the rest? Can I just reschedule it? Can I just move it back an hour? Can I put it on a different day? But it's in that Monday morning where you can look at all of those different things, because you don't want to just get to it and find that something else came up and it that's higher priority, like say a client call or something, or a client appointment or something, and then to just blow by it and not do it. Like, renegotiate with yourself, and the Monday morning is the great time to start that process, and then obviously if the time comes and something else has come up. But the more, so my point here is that the more you're in the practice of keeping those appointments and treating them as if they are with somebody else and renegotiating if necessary, the more likely you are to keep them on a regular basis. If you start getting in the habit of blowing by them for whatever reason, then they stop having meaning and then they become clutter in your calendar. So if it's in your calendar, it is very important. So you don't want to put too much in there, so you feel like it's like, oh my gosh, there's just too much in here. So that's where grouping things, putting things into routine can be helpful. Cool. Okay, thanks so much, Rowan. I'm just thrilled to be hearing your progress and enthusiasm with it. So I'm absolutely thrilled. So you get those in, and then those will come up in the wrap session next Monday. Lisa, do you have any thoughts or questions or anything to throw into the hat?
I don't know. I don't know that I have any questions at the moment. I know on my priority list is just really outlining, my design process, having that template. I think I may have even mentioned that one or two calls ago, that I really want to have that defined on paper, because going through our exercises every week or daily now, having stuff written out really helps me be able to focus or not feel so spun out, because it's there and you don't have to think about it, like we've all said. So that's just reinforcing for me that I want it defined. Probably something that we use in executing on our projects, as well as something to share with the clients, so that we can have that expectation setting and the boundary setting, kind of like we talked about earlier today. So those are little light bulbs that just come on today as far as making one that the client can also have access to, or is included in the design agreement that we have with our clients. So, yeah, those are just things I'm going to be working on. And then I also have reached out to a couple of people, someone that can perhaps assist with administrative tasks. So I'll be speaking with her hopefully next week. And then someone else that's a new interior designer that maybe can assist with, you know, part-time project management for executing and, you know, maybe taking on some of the more tactical parts of the process where, you know, I tend to kind of lose it, I think, because I like doing the bigger planning and, you know, it tends to get the more you drill down over time. So again, that whole I need to step back and remember and then come back in. So having, I think, another person that can help out with that might be beneficial. So
great. But yeah, and just being careful that just because they're in the industry doesn't necessarily make them a great project manager. So you want to make sure that they are someone who is logistically oriented and not a second person like you, where both of you just want to look at the big picture stuff and neither of you really want to do the detail-y stuff.
Right. This other this person I'm speaking with, she, I guess, used to be a in the mortgage business too. So she was doing all the forms and the paperwork, and it's somebody my sister had kind of worked with too. So I'm like, okay, that's a good thing. Someone that may like the process part of it. So I, again, haven't spoken with her yet. We just kind of exchanged emails, but that is definitely a skill set that needs to be heavier for this other person, because that's an area I am definitely lacking. I need to admit. And then it's scary to kind of, you know, think, do I want someone else working with us? Can I let that go? Is it, you know, it's just a level of trust you gotta to try to do, and I won't know till I try. So
right.
Yeah. Well, and I would take on someone as more of a freelance type contract. I know for me personally, I don't want to have that responsibility of I need to pay you X amount of dollars per week, commitment to that, and you know, benefits or a guaranteed salary. So, you know, it could be an hourly rate, number of hour range that, you know, we work with, as long as that person doesn't need that sort of commitment. That's another kind of requirement on my side. So,
right. Which you can be folding the cost into your new projects,
mm-hmm.
right? That there's a project management fee.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe approach, come to the planning aspect of your business from that big picture creative mind. You know, mm-hmm. so instead of, you know, approaching the, so what is the process, what is my design process that each client goes through, you know, see if you can approach that from this kind of bigger picture design kind of thing. Like, what would I want that to look like, and what experience do I want my client to feel going through the process with me?
Right, right. Good point.
And maybe it'll make it a little bit more fun.
Right, not such a process. This is our process, right?
Yeah.
This is how we're gonna, yeah, make it fun, like you said, unless I don't want it to be a stressful thing for anyone.
Yeah, right, because you can approach it in so many different ways. And so if you are coming to it from kind of an open mind and an open, expansive mind, then you might discover a way of organizing and kind of structuring the info that just totally floats your boat, and then you see how that would be a great interaction point with the client. And then hopefully the tracking mechanism will kind of reveal itself also, be it like a Google Docs that you could share with them, or, you know, because like in Google Drive, you can have different types of files in there, right? You can have a document, you can have a spreadsheet, you can have a PDF. I'm pretty sure you can throw JPEGs in there and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So maybe you have a shared folder with different info in it. And, you know, in Asana, you can also share a particular folder if you wanted to, if it got to that level of detail of stuff that you were needing from them.
Right, right. Okay, but, those are good thoughts, though. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, have fun with the documenting of the process.
Right.
Because it'll make it easier for you to work with, and then that will start, you know, that'll kind of reflect in your agreement. And if you know what experience you are wanting them to have specifically in these different parts, then that will help you in setting the boundaries in your agreement.
Okay.
Because you know that if things don't happen in that way or in that timing, then, you know, like there's the stop loss or whatever, that would make sense. I don't know if that's the word term, but, you know, the stop loss is going to have this effect, which, you know, affects the bigger picture, which is a feeling that you have around it, not just this, you know, logical, well, that's not following the step kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Because it has to be a little, you know, it's not a firm thing. It's creative, so it does have to be able to be flexible and, you know, come in and out of the process. Because those things happen. There's always little detours that happen, branch off, that you got to bring back in. So, yeah. I want it to feel like the Soul Train dance line.
I know, right?
Stop and dance.
Do you want to... would you like to commit to having a first pass at the breakdown of the different steps or that first step of that documentation process? You want to commit to having that for next week?
Yes, I do want to commit to it. I'm a tentative on that just because of the children factor at the moment, yep. But I'm gonna put it down.
And maybe it's just a conceptual pass.
Yeah. Right. I know.
I'm not done.
In the formatting and the layout. I'm like, it doesn't need to be there. I just need to dump the brain, right? So.
Yep. Yeah. Just the first pass. I mean, because really, that could take like 15 minutes.
Yep.
Okay. And maybe it takes an hour. You know, like, do what you're gonna do with it. But let it be an easy first step. It's not a big deal.
Okay, that's it for me, I think.
Cool. Awesome. Nice progress, Lisa. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, what I'm hearing you say is that you're tentatively moving towards expanding your business. Awesome. And delegating the stuff you don't like doing. Awesome.
Exactly. So I can have more dance time.
You know you're not getting off the call without doing the peg leg cowboy.
I know. Maybe we'll save it for our final session.
Okay, fine. You're hoping I'm going to forget. I have a to-do manager to remind me of these things. Okay, cool.
So,
thank you. Cool. Thanks, Lisa. All right, Karen.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I think I have successfully dodged the sun for the time being.
Cool.
Well, I went to Mexico, and I went to this place where it was a resort spa type of thing, and every day there was a group hike at 6:15 in the morning, and then there was all the food was provided, and it was really good organic food, vegetarian, super yummy, and then there was tennis lessons, yoga, Pilates, spinning classes, exercise classes throughout the day, as well as art classes and meditation and classical music listening appreciation. And it was an amazing experience. And I'm determined to carry that into my life on a regular basis, you know, on a daily basis. And so I've been doing the meditation in the morning, and I've been exercising a lot. And it just feels really good. And of course, I got to figure out how to integrate the work piece into that. But since I love my work, I think it'll be a graceful transition. But you know, I haven't really been focused on work for about 2 weeks now. So kind of diving back into it here. And I want to take advantage of this time while the kids are off of school and things are kind of out of the regular routine to organize my office. And I remember seeing a filing tutorial somewhere on your website.
Yes.
Don't you have a filing tutorial?
Yeah. So if you log in, it's under the course called the Physical Office.
Do I have access to that?
Yeah, you do. You log in, like for any of the other tutorials. So all the tutorials are organized into courses.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's just the terminology. So they're organized into courses, and so the goals one is like goals and vision. That's the name of the course, and then there's four lessons in that module. Actually, it's Design Your Life is the course, module goals and vision, and then there's four lessons. And so there's a course called Your Physical Office.
Okay.
And there's two lessons, and there's the organizing by zones, and then there's the filing one.
Okay.
Yeah. You totally have access to that.
Okay, great. So I'll be doing that maybe today, maybe this afternoon.
Cool. Yay.
And things are a little slow for me right now work-wise, just because I finished up a bunch of work right before I left. But I have a new client meeting this afternoon, so things might pick up right away. Who knows?
Yeah. Great. Oh my gosh, your retreat. I'm still on your retreat right now. I'm there with you.
You've got to check it out. I'll type in what it's called. You guys
please
also do. It's an amazing, amazing place. I actually booked my trip for next year already.
You know what? That was my next question. Because these annual or quarterly, if you can pull it, or you know, bi-yearly.
That's a great idea. Did you hear that, you guys? Quarterly.
Yeah, or something, you know, like Rancho La Puerta. Okay, awesome. Yeah,
where is it? It's in Mexico. It's just south of the border. So if you fly into San Diego, they actually have a shuttle that picks you up and takes you across the border.
Oh, really close. Okay.
And your whole family went?
Nope.
Did you and Ben go?
With a couple girlfriends. Yeah.
Love it. Awesome. Yeah. So in this conversation of calendars, if I'm moving a lot, the dog is needing attention. So I'm petting the dog so that he's going to chill out. But that's why I'm like, I'm wobbling and wiggling. I'm like, people are going to think I'm really weird. Anyway, I'm petting the dog. All right, there he goes. When are you taking time off this year? And get it in your calendar.
Uh-huh.
Even if you don't know where you're going, stick a month in July, whatever. No, maybe not a month. We're not in Europe. Oh, 2 weeks, a week, whatever. Put in a four-day weekend in each month.
Oh, yeah.
And then come up with something to do.
Okay.
And if nothing else, make it a digital sabbatical. But why not go to the coast with your sweetie? Right, but get it in there.
I was just feeling very much like I need to do that because this last week or so of just being off, I didn't really formally announce it, but everybody else is kind of off, and I'm like, oh, God, I haven't had a real vacation without really working, so I think that's an awesome idea, and I need to do it.
Yeah, and so make it not just an idea. But just pop it in there. And then decide, do you want kids or not? And if you do want kids, like Erin and Dave, my sister, they went to an all-inclusive down in the Cancun area. And, you know, the kids go and do stuff for most of the day. And so even though it is a family adventure, parents got a lot of R&R also.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So get... Put stuff in the calendar, and then
figure out
to make it happen. So, Karen, thrilled to hear you've already got that scheduled for next year. Awesome. Sounds great. So, is there any support? Let's see. So, you're going to work on your physical office. Got any client? Any other support that would be helpful for you? And just kind of getting back into things. So are you doing the meditation as like part of a routine in the morning that you can foresee yourself being able to maintain once the kids are back in school and once you're working again?
Yeah, I found this app called Headspace, and it's a guided meditation. They do guided meditation, and so I've been just doing that every morning. Great. And I mean, it's 10 minutes a morning. It's, you know, it's not a huge amount of time. I will work up to doing more, but for now, it's pretty easy to say it's only 10 minutes. You know, and so getting used to that, bringing it in as a regular part of the rhythm, a part of the regular rhythm, is easy to do when it's only 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I have my scheduled workouts 3 days a week in the morning as well. So that's going well.
Good. Great. And then maybe walks on the days that you don't have your scheduled workouts?
Mm-hmm. Or in addition to. I mean, I love the idea of doing multiple things in one day.
Yes. Yes. And it takes going to somewhere like Rancho La Puerta to really get to feel the effects of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, since I have a dog now, I've been getting a bunch of exercise. You know, we go on 2 short walks before meals, and then we've been doing, I'm like 5 days a week, I'm getting about an hour walk/hike in addition to those. And it's like, really? I can't believe it takes coming to Spain and house-sitting a dog for me to get that kind of exercise. Like,
yeah, I know.
It just feels good, and my body just feels relaxed, and, you know, my spine feels loose, and, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
But I want to point out on the meditation thing that 10 minutes is great. Like, don't poo-poo 10 minutes, because the part of the power of the regularity is in the regularity of exerting some form of self-mind control. So be that 10 minutes or whatever. 10 minutes is great. So, you know, yeah, do more, fine, if that's, you know, if that works with your schedule. But 10 minutes is awesome.
Good. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, yay. Well, yay. Okay. Anything else?
I don't think so. Not for me.
Have fun with the filing tutorial. I'm really proud of that one. Yeah. I'm really actually thrilled with that one. That's when I pat myself on the back with.
Yeah.
Anyway. Excuse me. Okay, so the final module that I'm finishing up is the email one, but it sounds like everyone's got their stuff for this week anyway, but I'll have it up by, should be up by the weekend. There's not a whole lot of super, super new in it. Happily, it's a lot of the stuff that we've already been talking about and working with. But I do want to change your perspective and how you approach your email. So that is to come. But in the meantime, have a fantastic week. Thrilled to be here with you. And so, yeah, questions on Facebook, share your homework, ask questions, whatever. And then I will see you next Monday.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.